certain that there are more black bears in the state, but one of the key concerns is whether the black bear population around Mobile, Alabama, is growing or not. We're definitely seeing more black bears in northeast Alabama. We're pretty sure that those are all coming from Georgia. Georgia has a huge bear population. Then we also have a bear population in South Alabama, and that population is not very well connected with other populations in other states, and we're concerned about it for conservation reasons. And so we really want to know if that population is growing, decreasing, or what exactly is happening with it.
Okay. And so how do you go about that? Like, how do you take something like that on?
Well, the first thing we want to do is try and figure out exactly how many bears there are in Mobile and also North Alabama and other places. And the easiest way to do that is to try and get DNA from all the bears. So we put out these things that we call hair snares. It's essentially it's kind of like a trap, but it doesn't actually catch the animal. It's a fence of barbed wire in a circle, and there's a bait in the middle of this circle, and the bear crosses this barbed wire fence to get to the bait, and when they do so, the barbed wire pulls out a little bit of hair, and we can get DNA from that hair. And then we can use statistical techniques to estimate how many bears are in a population based upon the sample of DNA that we got from that population.
Oh, okay. So you're confident that with this sort of trap, if you will, that when they go in there, you're actually getting a good sample of the bears that are in that area?
That's the hope, yeah, is that when we – our hope is that we get DNA from enough of the population – that when we go to estimate exactly how many are out there, even though we've not got DNA from some bears, that we're able to kind of account for them in our statistics.
Now, when you talk about the bears coming from Georgia, which you're pretty certain of, right? You guys are pretty certain that the bears are migrating in to Alabama from Georgia?
We're fairly certain of that. We're running DNA analyses right now that should verify that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the bears had to come from somewhere. And the most likely explanation is that they came from North Georgia. North Georgia has a lot of bears.
And what would be the reason? Would that be part of a natural migration, or is this, you know, something where they're losing habitat or something like that?
It's tough to say exactly. Some of it is probably at least natural. Male bears tend to move very far from where they were born. Females tend to settle down very close to mom, but male bears tend to go off looking for their own homes. And so some of it is inevitably that there are male bears in Georgia that just head off looking for a place to settle down, and they find some nice habitat in Alabama. But some of it may be due to habitat loss or insufficient habitat, or you never really know for sure what the exact cause is.
Okay, gotcha. Could it possibly be that maybe our population is growing and we're expanding and we're maybe just around to see more of them? Is that possible?
That's entirely possible, especially down in that Mobile population. The Mobile bear population really backs right up to the Mobile metropolitan area. There are bears literally in people's backyards in Saraland. And so maybe one reason that we're seeing more bears around Mobile is that there's simply more people out and about in areas where there are bears.
Okay, gotcha. And what about your personal work? What sort of work have you been doing with the black bears over these years?
Well, so we have a large project right now working with the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, where we're trying to estimate how many bears there are. We're putting hair snares all over Mobile County, Washington County, Baldwin County, some of the other areas around that area in southeast Alabama. We're also putting hair snares in northeast Alabama, in DeKalb County and areas around Talladega National Forest, Little River National Preserve. In addition to that, this year for the first time, we'll actually be catching bears and putting GPS radio collars on them. And this allows us to know where a bear is hourly. We don't even have to go look for it. A satellite finds the bear and emails us its location. And the reason we're doing that is because we're very interested in the habitats that bears are using. One of our concerns is that bears are using human-dominated landscapes a little too much, that they're relying on human food sources, and that could have potential negative consequences for the bear population. So we really want to understand what habitats bears are using.
And are these bears safe? You mentioned they're in people's backyards. Do they ever attack people?
Attacks by bears are actually very, very rare. Now, that doesn't mean that bears are completely safe. You still have to be smart around them. They're still a very large carnivorous animal. Bears usually are most dangerous when they become habituated to humans. They get used to living with humans, especially if they're relying on human food sources. So if you put dog food out on your back porch and let the bear come up and eat that dog food and let the bear get very accustomed to your presence, you're asking for trouble. Those are situations in which bears can become dangerous. But if you try and minimize the amount of food available to bears and you use negative conditioning, so when you see a bear, you yell at it and chase it off and make sure that they understand that humans are dangerous, then generally bears are not that dangerous to humans.
And I'm not sure their population, obviously, we don't know here, but in general, are there protections in place for black bears? Are they an endangered species at all or anything like that?
Black bears in Alabama are a game species without a hunting season. So you cannot hunt bears in Alabama, but they're not threatened or endangered or anything like that. In Alabama, they're considered a GCN species, a greatest conservation need species, which means that they're essentially protected. In Mississippi and Louisiana, the bears are actually on the federal threatened and endangered species list. They're a threatened species. But in other places like Florida, they don't have any protections. In Georgia, you can hunt them. They shot 400 bears in North Georgia last year.
Okay, gotcha. And I assume if for people in Alabama, if there was one in their yard, probably someone could legally shoot that bear, I'm guessing, right?
I can't actually answer that question.
Okay.
I just honestly don't know. Bears are protected, but you know, obviously there's often exceptions made when a person is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you shot a bear just because it was in your backyard, you'd probably get into trouble. Now, if you shot a bear because it was attacking you, then there might be exceptions made. But I don't know the laws all that well, so I hate to say.
And Todd, why are you studying black bears?
Well, because it's what I do. I'm a carnivore conservation ecologist, and I study carnivores that are of conservation concern. And primarily, I'm just interested in ensuring that there is a place in our world for large carnivores.
And is there anything about black bears in particular that attract you? I mean, is there anything, I'm sure you find them very interesting, but what is it about them?
Well, black bears are a very interesting management problem. You know, a lot of people like black bears. They're neat, charismatic animals, and people generally want there to be a place for black bears in our world. They just don't want them in their backyard. So it's very hard to manage for a species that people want, but at the same time don't want. And that's kind of a fascinating problem to me.